Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. Also giving a shout out to the Yukon and Coast. This is Grady at Coffee at KYUK. Excited to be with you. Disappointed that I don't have better information right now to give you relative to travel. But I'll tell you what. With that rainy weather that we had yesterday and the snow, I can assure you that there's some insulating effects going on the river surface. So I would caution travel. I would afford myself no time to travel. I'd just stay where I was until I heard from someone else relative to search and rescue related to river travel safety. I'm confident that these warmer temperatures and this wet weather makes river travel very, very, very difficult, if not dangerous and perilous at best. But I digress. I am disappointed also to share some information. We have a loss here in Bethel. We're losing one of our reporters from KYUK's news staff. As I check her levels, let me introduce Christine Trudeau, who you already know and heard this morning. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Grady.
Did I pronounce your last name right?
Trudeau. Yep,
all right,
that's
good.
It.
Sometimes I roll over things really fast with my mush mouth and mess them up. So I'm glad I didn't do that with your name today. You know, first and foremost, let me ask you the most important question. Is I know you were part of a fellowship, Reveal Fellowship, and that has something to do with your departure. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm going to be continuing to focus on that in the coming months and also working with National Native News and Prairie Public Radio reporting in North Dakota on a special project.
Sweet. And tell us a little bit more about Reveal.
So Reveal is a podcast that was launched a couple years ago from the Center for Investigative Reporting. And the Center for Investigative Reporting is one of the oldest nonprofit independent investigative journalism outfits. So they had, I think about 3 years ago, I'm the third generation of fellows, started a fellowship for investigative people. It's aimed at getting a more diverse, backgrounded individuals trained in investigative skill set to help diversify newsrooms and so forth. So I was one of four selected fellows this year. Last year they had five. So it's pretty... feels pretty incredible.
Well, yeah. Then congratulations are definitely in order. And our bittersweet our loss, because we know that you're going on to some bigger and better things. So that's excellent. I do want to ask this, though, as someone who met you and had the opportunity to spend some time with you, what did we miss, Christine Trudeau? What story in your departure now will we not ever get to hear? What's the thing that all of your friends here in Bethel who've had a chance to meet you, or even people who haven't, what's that story that we didn't get to hear?
A story I was
about
working
you.
On?
Oh,
sorry about me.
About you. Yeah. What did we not get to learn?
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I love coffee, so it's fitting that I'm signing off, as it were, on Coffee at KYUK. Well, I guess a lot about me. I guess I debated doing a formal greeting, but I would normally say bonjour, which means hello. My dad likes to say bonjour, bozo.
And what is that? Is that from?
So that is Potawatomi, Badewadmi. So I'm from the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation, and from also the Forest County and Menominee Nations. But I'm enrolled with Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation. And so I come with that background and knowledge and perspective of the world. And
I'm happy that that led into that, because I was going to mush mouth that. And I'm glad that you got it out without me having to segue to it. the K300 just passed, and many reporters come back to KYUK for K300. Do you see that sometime in your future or distant future, maybe?
I mean, absolutely. I was unofficially named by our station manager, Shane Iverson, yesterday as one of the best fry bread makers in KYUK, an honor which I don't think I've earned. especially because I'm still fairly young. I feel like that really is more reserved for somebody a little more senior to me, but I'm still grateful. Yeah, we talked about doing like an unofficial fry bread position for KYUK staff. So I'd be more than happy to come back and do that. I was last year at the 2018 K-300, I was based in Tulaksac. With Will, who's our veteran trail updater, usually based in Aniak, and that year was a really interesting year, just weather-wise, trail-wise. So we got to experience Tulaksac and reporting from there. And then this year, I did the finish line, and I worked with Angela Dennings, and that was a lot of fun. And then, of course, the whole team is really great to work with. So yeah, I'd be more than happy to come back.
I'm happy you talked about fry bread because it leads into one of my standard questions, actually. I have a few questions about your subsistence activities while you were here in Bethel. Did you get a chance to take advantage of any of those local subsistence activities while you were here?
Well, I don't know if fry bread really...
No, it's my segue. I mean, I'm reaching
it's
for segue.
It's not quite subsistence, but
no, you know
it's
what I'm
more
do?
Like kamads. I got to pick berries on the tundra with some good friends. I got mostly collected blueberries. I got a couple salmon berries.
Delicious. My brain, you'll understand my brain's thread now.
Yes.
Because I'm going to ask you first, what berry would you be if you were a berry, actually?
I'm a salmon berry,
okay.
For sure.
And then in your times here in Bethel, who makes the best agoutik?
I'm not even going to enter into that because I just feel like that is just asking for it. I think everybody's agoutik is good.
Ooh, nice answer.
Yes.
That's a sweet answer. I'm going to give us a few minutes to gain our composer. I'm going to cut away to a piece of music. And I let you select it, so I'm going to let you introduce it.
Okay. Well, this is a Pulitzer Prize-winning recording artist, and I personally just really connected with this whole album, but this song in particular, I just really, it's kind of my pumping up, getting ready to go kind of in the day song, and here we are, Kendrick Lamar, DNA.
I got loyalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed, this that I got. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. All that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, born on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, furnace, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extra work. And absentness, what the f*** you heard? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff gonna be this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside.
This is why I say that hip hop has done more damage to young African Americans than racism in recent years.
I live a bit like this is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker, I'm meritorious. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell.
tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix. Dodging bullets, reaping what you're sowing. Stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the villa. Sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors. Beaches out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, Godfather goes. Only Lord knows I've been going hammer. Dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras. Eat it for a daughter's Brock wearing sandals. Yoga on a Monday, stretching to the fan. Watching all the snakes, curving all the fakes. Phone never on, I don't camera stand. I don't compromise, I just penetrate. Sex, money, murder, these are the breaks. These are the times, level number 9. Look up in the sky, tennis on the way. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't without a buddy on your belt. You ain't without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light escape.
Tell me when this crush is gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fate, gonna be a fate. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, DNA.
Well, I can see how that pumps you up. I like lyrics. That's a good lyricist right there.
Indeed.
Lots of things we could talk about, but what would you like to talk about right now while we have our listeners' ears and you're the subject of conversation? But I'd like to kind of tie it into also covering of Delta issues and things like that, since you are a journalist. I'm going to venture into this lasting impression territory. What story that you covered, or that was covered while you were here, has made a lasting impression on you as a journalist?
Well, I think there's so many. I guess if I had to choose one that I reported on, I think it would be when I got to visit the village of Chifornik last winter. I was supposed to be there for a few days. I was actually traveling with a former District 38 representative, Zach Fansler, at the time. This was before the story broke about him later in January. We were there to visit and to help plan out how they were going to be applying for grant funds to help with some erosion that has been impacting them, as many other communities along the river and along the shore have also been impacted by that climate change. That was pretty impactful and gave me a lot of insight, I think. And I was weathered in there for 3 extra days. So I was there for 6 days. So I was staying with teachers and the community members, very warm, very open, as with everyone in the YK Delta has always been. Very warm and open. I've been very grateful for that. It was really wonderful to just take the time and get to know people and really kind of get deeper into understanding the family and the history and why, you know, of course, this matters so much. And I think that I feel like that's something I was attuned to as well prior to that. But it really gave me that time to settle into that story. So that was really great. And was able to produce a couple of pieces from that. And of course, that's an ongoing issue. So I think, you know, coming back and following that, seeing how that progresses, see if they are able to be as successful as some other villages that have applied for grants to get assistance.
Without scooping stories that other journalists might already be working on telling, and without disclosing something that you wouldn't be able to disclose, you know, what are some stories that you're lamenting not being able to tell, or what's a story you wish could be told here in the Delta, but there isn't time on somebody's plate for?
I think we were just talking about this earlier yesterday, and I say we had it was really kind. Everybody put together a potluck for me yesterday, and we were just kind of chatting, of course, as people do. And I was thinking about the districts, the school districts here, and I was wondering, like, how did they get kind of broken up as you go upriver, and like, why was that, post BIA schools. So yeah, I was really curious about that. So that's something I'd like to follow up on. I think that would be really cool to do sort of like a history of that. Really digging into the history of schools here and how LKSD, the Lower Kuskokwim School District, has really, I mean, it seems like they've worked so hard in the last decade to make culturally relevant education materials a part of their mission and a part of their teaching. I think, wow, how incredible that would be to see that for other Indigenous communities. I mean, I would, my res is in Mayetta, Kansas, and we're close to Topeka, Kansas, and I couldn't imagine, like, having public schools in Topeka, Kansas, teaching Potawatomi. Like, it's incredible. It's incredible, this opportunity here. So that really, really touches me. And so, yeah, I think doing more stories on that and understanding how did that history come about? How'd that come? How did that turn? Because that seems to not really be, it seems to just not be on anybody's mind in the Lower 48 for a lot of nations, except for maybe some larger nations where, you know, they have a population shift. But, yeah.
So. And it is an interesting story. I've touched on it a few times in passing conversation with teachers who've come from not the LKSD district village, but there's a couple of villages that are outside the LKSD district. I'm not going to talk about it like I know what I'm talking about.
The Kuspuk School District, and yeah, there's a couple other, yeah.
Right, and in a couple of teachers that I've met, and in just my light curiosity, I've uncovered some interesting stories about that too. I'd be curious about someone approaching that professionally. Interesting. I want to know one more thing. Where exactly are you going again?
Well, right now I'm going to work on this project with Prairie Public Media in North Dakota, so Bismarck.
Oh, so good. So it's the capital of North, right? Bismarck's the capital. Yeah. I remember my capital when I was a kid. I'm right on that one. So you're going to be in the capital of the state. So consequently, there's going to be more stuff to do. Are you very excited about that?
I am. So it's part of a grant that National Native News applied for with Prairie Public Radio. And they're looking at how the basically tribes got together to make sure that tribal citizens were able to vote with recent voter ID laws that were in place that essentially made it very hard for somebody that doesn't have a physical address to be able to vote. So it was taking away their right. So it's kind of a solutions approach to looking back at how that was accomplished and then looking forward to how they're going to manage the 2020 election and ensuring that their tribal citizens can vote.
I don't have much more time for the show, and it's a bittersweet farewell. I'm glad that you have nice things on your horizon. It's been a pleasure having coffee with you today and many times before today. And good luck and Godspeed, as they say. And that leaves me only one thing left to say to the listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other.